Shall we get the core out?
Yeah, let's get it out.
Drilling almost a kilometre down into the Earth's crust, the rock they brought to the surface had been lying undisturbed for some 3 billion years.
Quite fine grained, eh?
The cores were boxed and sent back to Canada for analysis. It took 3 months to get the results. Sure enough, 7 of 15 samples contained diamonds.
That's all.
They showed that one of the newly discovered kimberlite pipes was enormous.
This is the biggest pipe I've ever discovered.
Once again, the prospector who made a huge find in Canada hit another motherlode in Africa. A commercial mine could be worth millions, earning huge revenues for the Angolan government and for himself. But he doesn't need the money.
I'm a diamond hunter. It is addictive. I hope I don't have to go into rehab, but...
For others, the search for diamonds is a desperate and dangerous bid to escape poverty and tyranny. In 2006, a discovery in Zimbabwe's Marange region sparked a new diamond rush. Thousands of people in the economically ruined country left their jobs to prospect for diamonds. Desperate to control this new mineral wealth, Robert Mugabe's regime declared independent mining illegal. Zimbabwean diamonds began to flood the market in Antwerp. But once again, it wasn't the traders or buyers who suffered. In 2008, government soldiers opened fire on diggers in Marange. More than 200 people were killed. Thousands of others were arrested and beaten. Yet Zimbabwean diamonds didn't lose their sparkle on the world market.
War is opportunity. The places where you can make some profit, it's places like where there is conflict.
The diamond trade claims that 99% of stones on the world market are from what it terms conflict-free sources. But conflict-free doesn't always mean trouble-free. Marketed as a token of love and beauty, diamonds continue to exert their allure. But this brilliant, most coveted stone can also represent all that is dark and ugly.